With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton concluded 6 hours of testimony before the House Oversight Committee. James Comer, the Republican chairman of the committee, says its interest is to attain transparency, not prosecution.
I think we all agree the government failed. The government failed the victims. And what our role is, we can't prosecute anyone. But what we have been doing is getting transparency to the American people.
Committee Ranking Member Robert Garcia says he wants President Trump to sit for a deposition.
I hope that Chairman Comer and the Republicans will join us in demanding that the person who actually appears more times in the files than the former president, who we want to speak with, is President Donald Trump. And so let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
Bill Gates addressing his connection to Jeffrey Epstein, answering questions about their relationship during a town hall meeting of his nonprofit Gates Foundation. A Gates Foundation spokesperson says the Microsoft co-founder took responsibility for his actions and regrets meeting with Epstein. The U.S. will investigate a deadly shooting that happened off Cuba's coast.
Cuba says the people on the boat fired at soldiers first, injuring a Cuban officer. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It is highly unusual to see shootouts an open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
The Cuban government says the people on the speedboat were Cubans living in the U.S. and that at least two of them are wanted by Cuban authorities, quote, in connection with acts of terrorism, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Science and faith come together in Dallas this weekend.
The Discovery Institute is hosting the 8th Annual Conference on Science and Faith at Park City's Baptist Church on Saturday. The Institute says, quote, at the time of America's founding, the Declaration's propositions drew from both the Bible and the science of the era. Today, the discoveries of science are once again pointing to the truths announced in the Declaration. Former HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson will be amongst the conference speakers. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028, but he's being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. At issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said that the Democratic Party needs to be more culturally normal and less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns and identity. This is SRN News. The UN warns safety in Colombia is at risk of reverting to the serious human rights situation it faced before a peace deal with rebels.
An annual UN report on Colombia's human rights situation highlights a surge of attacks on rural communities by rebel groups and drug traffickers as they fight over territory abandoned by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Scott Campbell, the Colombia representative for the UNHCR, tells the AP the report's an early warning.
We have not seen reductions in terms of homicides of human rights defenders, of child recruitment, of displacement, of lockdowns, of many of the fundamental human rights factors have not improved.
Campbell worries an uptick of violence in rural areas could undermine the nation's upcoming elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.